Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, chief economist for the NFIB, one of the great economists of our time, and he's our small business economist. Bill, thanks again for being here. We've been talking about your index. Folks, you can find that at nfib.com. You can find it at smallbusbus.org. That's Bill's website. He's graciously allowed us to post it on our website. You need to go read this. You should check this out every month. The graphs are there if you want to see those, but the narrative is in plain English. Even I can understand it, so I know you can. Hey, Bill, thanks again for being here. Thanks for another great NFIB report. We appreciate you continuing to chronicle the sentiment of small businesses, half of the economy that almost never gets any kind of major press out there like Wall Street does. It's astonishing to me that half the economy, half the employers are disregarded the way they are by the media. But, you know, we don't knee-jerk every time there's a little twitch. We don't have an indicator like the Dow Jones that people can watch. And, you know, we actually make adjustments over a period of months and years, not minutes and seconds. What do you think?
Yeah, maybe it's good that we're not publicly traded because
Thank
then
God.
We start doing those quarterly manipulations and stuff that get in the way, result in bad allocation of resources. So thank goodness we're not publicly traded and watched on CNBC like stocks are.
Thank you for saying what you did about the quarterly report. That 90-day conference call, in my opinion, is one of the greatest enemies of true capitalism. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. You know, it just really interferes with good resource allocation and long-term planning.
Yeah.
You can't do long-term planning if you have to meet expectations every 90 days. 90
That's
days,
exactly.
Please.
No, small businesses can't plan in 90 days, let alone a company with 10,000 or 100,000 employees.
We don't.
No, that's exactly right.
We don't.
That's right. That's exactly right. Hey, Bill, I need you to talk to us about the Fed. I'm getting, you know, the Fed seems to me to be almost to the point where I'm not sure they know what they stand for. I feel like they're allowing themselves to be jerked around by Wall Street. They're taking a little bit too much. They're taking some pressure from the president. He's not the first one to do that. I'm not sure they, it just seems like they've lost their way almost, and they don't know whether to cut or to raise. They're trying to make the global markets happy. They're trying to make Wall Street happy. They're certainly not don't care too much about small business. What do you think? Are they going to make it? Is the Fed going to make it?
Well, I mean, they're an institution, so they're there, and they're going to do something. I mean, with the Fed, you know, doing nothing is doing something.
But could they become irrelevant, though? I mean, are they becoming, or are they almost starting to become irrelevant?
Well, in terms of the impact they can have? Well,
yeah.
No, they can have an impact on a lot of things, but unfortunately, you know, that may be not the direction we want them to go in. So, you know, we're wondering what they're doing now. And so you see they cut rates, you know, a few weeks ago,
yeah.
a quarter point, right? And so depending on which member of the Fed you're listening to, that was either to increase inflation,
mm-hmm.
you know, or support capital spending. Well, neither of those things will happen from a quarter point change.
But it made Wall Street happy.
Wall Street's happy because the lower the rate is, the higher an asset price is going to be. So lower rates will artificially inflate stock values. And, of course, that's what Wall Street
been
wants.
Going
they
on.
Want lower rates and lower rates and lower rates.
But out here on Main Street, it was inconsequential. Interest rates right now for small businesses are inconsequential.
Yeah, and they're historically very, very low, 46-year low numbers. So, you know, and 1% said finding the, you know, the credit was their most important business problem, 1%. I mean, so the capital markets are great, and we don't need the Fed messing around. In the meantime, actually cutting the rates and talking about all the uncertainties does scare people.
Yep.
And I think that's – I think they scared our index down.
Yep.
Yeah, I think they scared
us.
They told us the future is not so good.
And this is where this is why I asked the question, are they helping or are they hurting right now? Last thoughts,
yeah,
quickly.
Well, I think they're hurting. They create a lot of uncertainty,
mm-hmm.
and they abandoned the normalization a while ago under pressure from Wall Street. That
yep.
was a mistake.
Yep.
And now they'll
yep.
continue
hey, Bill,
fighting,
I gotta,
more cutting. And
I got to wrap it
good.
Up. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and
all
gentlemen.
Right.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.